For each person in the United States, we are generating 2,400 pounds per year of hazardous waste. I think that recent national polls show clearly the concern on the part of the public, and that environmental issues are the number one issue.
The wind shifted back in the 50s, particles drifted. A wave set in motion, the Pacific Ocean. Test of the hydrogen bomb, their front would come too close to home. Ships on the test put to rest and convalesce with heavily armed guard in Hunters Point shipyard. Heavy metal sandblast, base mass deoxidized. Remove the radiation from the outside. A hazardous cargo dumped into the harbor, went farther than that though. Sand from the blasting made into sidewalks, played on by kids that just got over chicken pox. Glowing faces, all races, hopscotch, bare feet on Geiger counter concrete. Mother prepares a fruit salad treat to eat, sprayed with messed up pesticides. None have been tested for health effects on the side. Medical, race, and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? Medical, race, and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? Meanwhile, back in the backyard, father lights up a barbecue fire and he sizzles hormone injected meat on top of a toxic source of heat. He becomes lightheaded as the toxins easily meet with a lighter in his head, and he glances to his portable television set. From his eyes, he wipes the double vision sweat. Visions of white supremacists posing as right conservationists, holding an area in a gray and Woodstock. Lead the stray sheep into the flock, hooking them in with the music of flower power. Change the energy into firepower. A medical, race, and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? A medical, race, and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? From the sky and gets into the nuclear family picnic pie, not to mention their Kool-Aid. The nuclear family sits down to lunch, they munch it down with acid rain punch, and they begin to hallucinate, disassociate the pain in their bodies from the pain in their minds. They go inside and remember a time before the world went completely blind, when people grew bald naturally, no mutations. Unlike skinheads and chemotherapy patients. Medical, race, and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? Medical, race, and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? Medical, race, and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? Medical, race, and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk?